This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you don't care about March Madness and the bracket that ensues, or if you're like me and your bracket right now is best used as a coaster, because
I haven't even looked at mine if it's a mess or not. We'll have to check in with that tomorrow.
Anyway, if this is something that you're not into, but you do like ranking hot country men, then maybe you'll like what Taste of Country is doing. They're doing a March Madness bracket, and they're doing an interesting take.
Yeah.
They're doing it new school artists versus old school artists. A new school bracket on one side, old school bracket on the other.
Yeah, so they're not going against each other until the end.
Yeah, in the eventual championship, you'll have a new school versus an old school for the champion, the title of March Madness.
I do want to say I kind of disagree with the fact that they have Scotty McCreery in the new one, because how long has Scotty been around?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, I don't think he quite fits into the new one. I think he fits in with the old school a little bit better. Because, yes, there's some, like George Strait, who've been around for a very, very long time.
The remaining artists in the new school are Morgan Wallen versus Scotty McCreery, Parker McCollum versus Warren Zeiders, Bailey Zimmerman versus Jackson Dean, and Zach Topp against Riley Green. In the old school bracket, those remaining are, well, there he is, the king, George Strait.
100%.
George Strait versus Luke Bryan, Trace Adkins versus Alan Jackson, Blake Shelton versus Tim McGraw, Joe Nichols versus Keith Urban. And you can go to tasteofcountry.com if you want to play along and vote for your hot country men. You know, this is not at all unlike what we did years ago to do our form, I should say Tammy's form of March Madness, when she had her Tammy's Beefcake bracket, and actually Chris Young won not once, but twice.
Mm-hmm.
It was a battle that men fought, and one man would be the winner of of Tammy's Beefcake brackets.
Please welcome Chris Young.
See, I feel like that was a little slip because he started to say John, and then he said Tammy's.
You notice he threw himself in there,
no,
yeah.
You're right. I did slip, and I apologize. This is your time to shine, King Beefcake. If you'd like to address the many thousands of women that adore you, now is the time. Feel free. The microphone is yours.
Oh, you know what? I'd just like to say thank you. That's it. That's it. That's all you can say.
Gonna have to remind Chris about that when we see him next Saturday at Boots in the Park at Waterfront Park.
Has there ever been more of a thirst trap time for men in country music? The only thing I could think of is maybe like when Keith Urban is really getting into a song on stage and he lays on the ground and plays his guitar is about as thirst trappy as it got. But now
it's insane. I mean, between Riley Green on a table in the Worst Way video in front of Grandma.
Grandma was impressed.
And then Warren Zeiders just taking off his shirt in any chance he gets. I've just never seen this in country music where the male country artists are being very blatant, thirst trappy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I mean, you see it in other genres all the time, but I've never seen it like this in country music. And I was wondering if it ever happened before, but mm-hmm. I don't think it has. And it's fascinating.
It's about damn time. It's about damn time, is what it is.
Interesting way of putting it. It's fascinating.
It is.
You gotta sell the sizzle, baby. They're selling
exactly.
The sizzle. There's a lot of competition out there. And if you got it, why not? Flaunt it.
Right.
You know, I have no problem with it. I have no problem with it.